The All-Native Basketball Tournament begins Sunday, and there could be a conflict brewing between organizers and the four-time defending champions. The Skidigit Saints are planning to share their anti-LNG views with fans and other teams. But there are three major LNG sponsors for the tournament: Pacific Northwest LNG, the BG Group, and Aurora LNG. Tournament organizers have told the team they won't allow anti-LNG information inside the Prince Rupert Civic Center. Peter Hogan is president of All Native.
Someone can do whatever they want outside the building, but inside the gymnasium and the arena and the building that we've rented, there's nobody is going to be doing that kind of stuff there. We've always stopped it. Remember back a few years ago, there was the anti-Enbridge thing. And that all happened outside, not inside the building.
That is All-Native Basketball Tournament President Peter Hogan. Desi Collinson plays point guard for the Skidigit Saints, and I reach him on Haida Gwaii this morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What are you planning to do at All Native this year?
As far as the sponsorship goes, or
yes,
as far as playing wise goes.
As far as the sponsorship question goes.
Well, as far as that goes, we just have plenty of information, cards, pamphlets, pins, T-shirts, things that we would like to do to just kind of spread information and spread as much enlightenment on the topic that we possibly can, and how it's tarnishing our sacred tournament, and how it's bringing negative energy to our tournament. It's causing separation between teams. A lot of teams are standing up towards it. A lot of teams do believe in it. So if we can gather all these kind of nations together, and we can all stand together, we can possibly make a change.
Well, why do you say that sponsorship from these LNG companies is tarnishing the games? At what point does this become problematic?
Well, as far as it goes, so many teams and so many nations are against these companies and against tankers coming through our waters, and it immediately affects my life, it immediately affects your life, it immediately affects everybody on the coast's life. And these sponsorships are coming in, and they're kind of forcing themselves upon us with no actual consent from the people. These small councils are kind of signing on to them without the people's consent. The people are standing up, and right now at the All Native, it's showing that people want to stand up and want their voice to be heard, and want to put a stop to what's actually happening and what's going to happen to our beautiful, beautiful, pristine coast.
So, Desi, why did your team then agree to play in the tournament if you feel so strongly about the sponsors?
Well, as far as that goes, we did pull out of the tournament, and we did put a whole lot of thought into this, a whole lot of time. It wasn't just a decision, oh, yeah, we're going to play, we're going to go and play basketball. No, we're going to go play basketball, and we're going to make it more than a basketball tournament. We're going to make it where we can spread information and we can light people on this topic and educate people on this topic. And there's just so much people in one room, in one space at one time. And all these people, if we put our love out and we put what we believe in, and we're all there together, it just makes the strongest possible sand and the strongest possible unity of the coast that needs to happen.
But why drag politics into a tournament that's such a place for fun and connection?
Well, everybody loves to go to the All Native. I love to go to the All Native. I've been playing in the All Native for 16 years. I've collected numerous All-Stars. I've collected four MVPs at that tournament. And we're people. We have rights. We have beliefs. And we have the right to say what we believe in. We have the right to spread information. It's a human right to spread information and to wear what you want to wear. And as far as it goes, bringing politics and basketball together, the All Native started on the abolishment of potlatch, and people came together to play basketball and to share their culture, share their friendship, see different friends that they haven't seen in a long time, and it's just this one love unity type of tournament. that makes it more than a basketball tournament, and bringing politics into that, that's, you know, saying that politics and basketball don't mix. The tournament was created basically on politics, and not only that, Peter Hogan states that don't bring politics and basketball together, but ultimately in the end, he's getting consent from these small councils and saying, hey, I have consent from these small councils, and, you know, that's politics right there. So.
Right, and we heard from that clip from Peter Hogan that any anti-LNG sentiment could be done outside the doors, but not inside the Civic Center. Are you willing to risk not being allowed to take part?
I mean, as far as that goes, what is it that we're doing? We're going to be wearing T-shirts. We can wear whatever we want. Is he deciding how we're going to dress when we wake up in the morning, how I'm going to dress when I wake up in the morning right now.
What are your T-shirts going to say?
They just say no LNG, a clean environment equals a healthy community. And which it does create a healthy community. I mean, you know, anything that's clean is going to create a healthy environment. So.
Ultimately, the All Native starts on Sunday. It runs from there. What do you hope that you'll achieve by the end of it?
I mean, hopefully the committee can sit down and think about this and think about what they're actually doing and how they're actually separating nations, how they're tarnishing the tournament, taking away from the sacred tournament. People have a bad taste in their mouth about this when they shouldn't. It's ultimately one of the best gatherings. It's one of the best gatherings around, in my opinion, and
but
there's so much love and there's so much care put into it, I mean.
But will it be as successful if it doesn't have the money from the sponsorship from these companies?
Well, that's what I'm saying. We've also looked at alternative sponsorships. We can go and get sponsorship from other places. They don't have to be these huge corporate sponsorships that are just kind of trying to take over the whole kind of coast and take over our tournament at the same time and trying to, you know, divide and conquer right there. We've suffered so much as a Native people and have just been put through so much trauma. It's time for us to just breathe and get out of this genocidal trait that, you know, we've been kind of put in, and you know, having this forced upon us is still kind of similar, is a very similar trait. And, you know, it takes certain people to stand up and say, no, this is our home. This is where we belong. We love our culture. We love our people. We love everybody around, regardless of your, you know, yellow, red, black, brown, white. It doesn't matter. We're all there together, and it's going to affect all of us.
Desi, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you very much.
Desi Collinson, a player for the Skidigat Saints. We reached him by phone on Haida Gwaii. The All-Native Basketball Tournament begins on Sunday.